KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, it's 56 degrees. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. Firefighters rescued and then ticketed a Cedar Falls woman whose pickup truck stalled in a flooded street. The Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier reports the woman was driving through a flooded street yesterday morning that she thought her pickup could manage. Cedar Falls Fire Rescue reached the woman by boat in less than a half an hour and brought her to dry land. A woman was injured when the pickup truck she was driving struck a freight train in northwest Iowa. The Lamar's Daily Sentinel reports the pickup hit the BNSF railway train yesterday morning just outside Lamar's. The only occupant in the pickup was 43-year-old driver Carrie File of Akron. She was taken to a Lamar's hospital and then flown to a hospital in Sioux City, where her condition was kept private at her request. A brawl involving 15 inmates at the state prison in Newton has prompted a lockdown of the facility. Iowa Department of Corrections officials say a fight broke out in the recreation yard at about 10 a.m. Friday. Tear gas was used to separate inmates, and those involved have been segregated from other prisoners. Some of the prison guards were exposed to the tear gas, and one had a few arm scrapes, but otherwise staff was not injured. No serious inmate injuries have been reported. Movement of inmates is now restricted to cells except for meals and medical appointments. All visits at the medium security facility were canceled Friday, but will resume today. Prison spokesman Fred Scaletta says prison officials are investigating. A new board created to help Iowa communities limit flood damage is canceling an upcoming meeting because of flooding. The Iowa Flood Mitigation Board had planned to meet Tuesday in Cedar Rapids in what would have been its second meeting since being created by law last year. But spokesman John Benson said Friday the meeting will be delayed and rescheduled while city and state officials respond to ongoing flooding in Cedar Rapids and other parts of the state. When it is fully up and running, the board is expected to hand out money from a special fund to help municipalities pay for projects such as levees, embankments, and reservoirs to protect them from floodwaters. Officials are still drafting the rules that will govern the program. State regulators have given initial approval for a major expansion at a Western Iowa fertilizer manufacturer. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has issued draft air quality permits for the $1.7 billion expansion planned by CF Industries south of Sergeant Bluff. The Sioux City Journal reports the final decision on the permits will be made after a 30-day public comment period. A public hearing is scheduled for June 24th in Sioux City. The company applied for 28 state air permits for the construction of an ammonia plant and a urea plant, both to be fueled by natural gas. The DNR has concluded the emissions from the plants will not violate national air quality standards. Equipment will emit sulfur dioxide and carbon monoxide and other gases within allowed limits. Iowa's wettest May on record has delayed soybean planting, which is likely to affect this fall's harvest. As of this week, only 40% of the state's soybean crop had been planted. By this time last year, 95% was in the ground. The five-year average is 83%. Iowa Soybean Association Director of Marketing Grant Kimberly says most of the crop likely will be in the ground by mid-June, but that will cut the amount of beans harvested per acre. Soybean yields on average declined by a quarter of a bushel to nearly a bushel per day if the seed isn't in the ground after May 15th. Modern seed varieties have been known to catch up quickly, and a decent harvest could result if conditions are good from now on. The Iowa Board of Medicine says more physicians are seeking to work in Iowa. The board says in its annual report released Friday that it issued 815 new licenses in 2012. That's up from 776 in 2011 and 709 in 2010. The report shows there are 6,700 physicians practicing in Iowa and 691 physicians in the state's residency training programs. At the end of 2012, the board administered 11,134 active physician licenses, which includes doctors who work in Iowa but have a primary practice in another state. The board says the increase in license applicants means more physicians are establishing practices in Iowa and more non-residents are working on temporary assignments in the state. Some also are using telecommunication from outside Iowa for specialties such as radiology and pathology. Two new websites are offering support to Iowa residents in areas hit by recent storms and flooding. Governor Terry Branstad and the State Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division have set up a Tumblr page with Iowa flood information. The site will gather reports from state agencies, news outlets, and residents. It can be found at www.iowafloodcentral.tumblr.com. U.S. Rep. Bruce Braley has also established a site that will provide information on resources for those impacted by flooding and offer assistance from Braley staff. That site can be found at www.braley.house.gov/flood resources. In our funeral announcements this morning, William Henry Blackmer Sr., 87, of Ocala, Florida, formerly of Casey, died August 1, 2012, at the Monroe Regional Medical Center. Memorial services for William Blackmer Sr. will be held 10 a.m. Saturday, June 1st, that's today, at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eugene King, 81, and Wanda King, 78, have died. Eugene King died August 2007 in Thornton, Colorado. Wanda King died March 28, 2013, in Brighton, Colorado. Joint memorial graveside services for Eugene and Wanda King will be held 10 a.m. today at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Margaret Reif Rounds, 83, of Carson, died Tuesday, May 28th. Funeral services for Dorothy Rounds will be held 10 a.m. today at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Darlene Kordick, 97, formerly of Anita and Bridgewater, died Wednesday, May 29th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A funeral mass for Darlene Kordick will be held 10:30 a.m. today at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Henry Nienhaus, 97, of Audubon, died Tuesday, May 28th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Henry Nienhaus will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gisella Irene Jarvis, 67, of Panora, died Sunday, May 26th at her home. Funeral services for Gisella Jarvis will be held 1 p.m. today at her home, located at 1709 Wink Avenue in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is handling the arrangements. Ronald E. Crone, 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday, May 29th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ronald Crone will be held 1 p.m. today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Ruth E. Steffens, 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday, May 30th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Ruth Steffens will be held 2:30 p.m. today at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Robert L. Bailey, 82, of Atlantic, died May 23rd at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Robert L. Bailey will be held 3:30 p.m. today in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Bonnie S. Boyd, 60, of New Auburn, Wisconsin, died Tuesday, May 28th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Bonnie Boyd will be held Monday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Killian, 82, of Orient, died Wednesday, May 29th at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Marjorie Killian will be held at 10 a.m. Monday, June 3rd at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Anna Marie Arkfeld, 90, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan and Defiance, died Friday, May 31st at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Mass of Christian burial for Anna Marie Arkfeld will be held at 10:30 a.m. Monday, June 3rd at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Michael William Melman, 65, of Anita, died Thursday, May 30th at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Michael Melman will be held on Monday, June 3rd at 10:30 a.m. in the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Howard B. Benz, 98, of Canton, Ohio, formerly of Earlham, died May 22nd in Canton, Ohio. Funeral services for Howard B. Benz will be held on Monday, June 3rd at 11 a.m. in the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Randall Royce Williams, 64, of Avoca, died Thursday, May 30th at his home. Funeral services for Randall Royce Williams will be held at 1 p.m. Monday, June 3rd at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Lyle Pigg, 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday, May 29th. Services for Lyle Pigg will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 4th, at United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. That's a check of news this hour. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting.